Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the May 7th meeting of the Portland City Council. Want to have some wonderful fun this morning, but first, a more somber moment, but marking the passing of a great Portlander, we want to take a moment of silence and remember Jack Ramsey, Dr. Jack Ramsey, the leader of our amazing Trailblazers, a man that made Portland part of who we love Portland to be today. So a moment of silence, please, for Jack Ramsey. Thank you very much. There's a street over in the Rose Quarter that Commissioner Novick is working on renaming in Dr. Ramsey's honor, and that will be nice to be walking up Ramsey Way before too long. So this morning, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day in Portland. Our princesses are here. One more time around marching band is here. All is right with the world. It's Rose Festival season. So we're so pleased to be launching our part of the annual Rose Festival season here with the leadership of the Rose Festival this morning and with the One More Time Around Marching Band, an amazing 30-year tradition now in Portland, and, of course, with the princesses of the 2014 Rose Court. So we're so happy that you're all here. Want to call up Jeff Curtis and Todd Johnson, I think, for a presentation this morning about this year's Rose Festival. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad it's that time of year. So now that our colleagues are here, we'll first call the roll to make this official and then set you free.
Okay. Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, distinguished commissioners. It's a pleasure to kick off the Rose Festival season right here at City Council. And as you can see, it brought many of my friends, our friends, here as part of the celebration. To my left is Todd Johnson, the president of our board of directors. You'll hear from him in a few minutes. But I thought I'd break up my comments this year, kind of a who, what, where, and how description of this organization and what we do and the impact we're having here for Portland and our citizens. On the who is who makes up this organization. And it's really, this is a people organization. Over 3,000 volunteers collectively come together and produce a world-class festival. Behind me are some examples of that, and it goes far beyond that. It's the thousands of participants. It's this community. It's a people organization driving a world-class festival. And together, we're making memories. And that's a very appropriate theme for 2014, making memories. We've been doing this for 107 years. And memories have been made 107 years ago, and we're going to make a lot of memories in 2014. So on the what side is, what is this festival? What is it this year? Does it have, describe it, Jeff. What is it? Ultimately, it's a collection of over 57 different, distinctly different events over 6 weeks of activities. But more intangibly, it has a personality. It's designed to connect people, generations of people, bringing to people on the parade route, down at the waterfront, collectively bringing our community and our citizens together. Much of this you'll see specifically the details of our events. We'll have the Rose Festival Court come up and describe some of the highlights of our events, but I have left you a calendar of events in front of you. But ultimately, this festival is a top global festival produced by a nonprofit here in Portland, Oregon, working tirelessly year-round produce what is your festival. Now, the where part is Portland, Oregon, obviously, but this also blends with the who. Who really benefits from the Rose Festival? There are no for-profit entities, no ownership stakes. The real beneficiary is the city of Portland, of which you lead, our citizens itself. This nonprofit behind me works tirelessly year-round to do so all for the goodness of the city, and to keep this beloved tradition moving forward. Ultimately, it creates some specific benefits to you. $75 million economic impact, as was detailed in a 2012 economic impact study. You are the major beneficiary, but the citizens are ultimately the real winners. But also this year, we're changing that a little bit this year. There's a new beneficiary. For the first time, we've selected a beneficiary, an official charity of the Rose Festival, outside of our own activities as a nonprofit. We proudly announced a few weeks ago that proceeds from the Rose Festival and certain parts of our proceeds, whether it be the Grand Floral Walk or runners from the Rock and Roll Half Marathon, will benefit the Night Cancer Challenge. Obviously, we're going to do something special here with the Night Cancer Challenge. The Rose Festival will raise some money, but will be, more importantly, be a platform to bring this community together under that cause. Because here in Oregon and here in Portland, Oregon, we can end cancer through Dr. Drucker and his efforts, and the infrastructure that we built in the South Waterfront, a part of that, will impact our lives for many years and ultimately impact and end cancer. So we are tremendously proud and excited about that, and we all win as related to that. The how piece, as I conclude my comments this morning, is really there is the finances come into play, for sure. We're proud to have a great group of corporate sponsors, our premier sponsors, of which are Alaska Airlines, Fred Meyer, PGE, Spirit Mountain Casino, and Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oregon. They're the backbone of our sponsorship community, but it's the citizens and the people that come to our events that ultimately fund the Rose Festival itself. That's a challenge for us. We have to stay contemporary, stay fresh, and keep this festival moving forward. In 2013, after a five-year run of consecutive great years under our good plans and good partnership, we didn't quite make it. We finished in the red slightly. Our job as an organization is work with our partners, including yourself, to change that around in 2014 and build partnerships into the future. And so I call on you as we move forward and as we celebrate this year, to look forward and collectively, if we can work together to plan the next 10 years of this festival. Because I'm proud of what we've accomplished the last 10 years. But what about the next 10? Let's take advantage of opportunities in front of us and meet the challenges we have and do so for the goodness of this community. Because we are ultimately a great brand and a great city. And I want to close by talking about that. I was on the I'm on the International Festival and Events Association board, and I was at a conference in Europe. And a professor from a university in Paris got up and showcased world-class festivals who have a certain brand identity. And up popped up Portland, Oregon. And his point was the connection of roses with the Rose City and the connection of a world-class festival. How can other cities emulate that? And this is on a global scale. So while we put things at a micro level here in Portland, it has we're making an impact. And that goes all the way back to the forefathers of this organization. So I challenge you to work together with my organization to continue this great legacy of the Rose Festival and move it forward. And I'm very, very proud to be part of this fantastic organization, and I thank you for your support. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
At this moment, I want to introduce a special guest. I want to have Diane Milliman, the president of the One More Time Around Again Marching Band. Please come up and join us because we are celebrating a very special occasion.
Great. And I have a proclamation about this particular musical group that I'm very happy to read. It says, whereas in 1984, Clayton Hannon, executive manager of the Portland Rose Festival, envisioned an all-adult marching band for participation in the Rose Festival parade. And whereas in 1984, the One More Time Around Again marching band was formed with Bill Chisholm as its first director. And whereas 30 years ago, this June, the One More Time Around Again Marching Band performed its first Portland Rose Festival Foundation parade with 80 musicians. And whereas the One More Time Around Again Marching Band is made up of former band members who range in age from 19 to 87 and volunteer hours of their personal time to rehearse and perform each year. And whereas in 2014, the One More Time Around Again Marching Band has grown to over 400 musicians, 50 dance team members, 35 majorettes, 32 color guard members, for a total of 540 current band members, making it the largest adult marching band in the United States. And whereas for 30 years, the One More Time Around Again Marching Band has enjoyed and valued partnership and support from the Portland Rose Festival Foundation and is focused on the goal of entertaining and enriching the Portland community through its involvement in the foundation's parades and events. And whereas in 2014, the One More Time Around Again Marching Band is celebrating its 30th anniversary and is being honored as a sub-theme for the Portland Rose Festival Foundation's overarching festival theme of Making Memories. And whereas the City of Portland, Oregon desires to collaborate with the Rose Festival Foundation in recognizing this 30th anniversary of the One More Time Around Again marching band on June 7th, 2014. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 7th, 2014 as One More Time Around Again Marching Band Day and request all citizens to join us. Bravo and welcome.
Mayor Hales, the band loves to march in Portland because the city and the surrounding community treat us with such kindness and such incredible enthusiasm. And as we celebrate our 30th birthday, I cannot imagine a better 30th gift than the honor of a mayoral proclamation such as you have done on behalf of 520 band members, overstimulated band members at this moment. On behalf of the entire band, thank you so much for this honor.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you.
I believe Diane has a few pins to give you.
I'd like to present each of you with a commemorative 30th anniversary One More Time Around Again marching band pin, please.
Cool.
Your honorary band members.
Cool. Very much. Jeff, does this get us reduced admission to
probably not, Eck. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those blink.
Ooh. Oh my God. Cool. Thank you.
I'd like to continue. I'd like to reintroduce the WEX. We're a volunteer-driven organization, professional staff, but tireless volunteers work year-round to make this successful. To my left, Todd Johnson, the president of our board. Todd.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Mayor Hales, distinguished council members. One of the things that I have the honor of doing, representing the board and the staff and the thousands of volunteers, is to select and announce the Grand Marshal. This year's Grand Marshal announcement with our friends in the room in front of you in the city of Portland at the council meeting here is wonderful. We think there's no better place to announce the Grand Marshal that's been 30 years in the making. This organization's represented us locally, regionally, and nationally. The Grand Marshal for the 2014 Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floral Parade is a One More Time Around Again marching band.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, Council. I really appreciate it. But, we're going to continue a tradition. It's hard to top what we just did. But there's a collection of young women that the mayor met this morning that are here with us today. And they, rather than me tell you about our events, it's best to let them tell you about our events. So I'd like the members of the 2014 Rose Festival Court to come up and give you a little preview of the 2014 Portland Rose Festival.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Hello. We are the 2014 Rose Festival Court, presented by Pacific Power. We'd like to introduce ourselves and tell you what's happening during this year's Rose Festival. Annette.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Annette Delgado, and I'm from St. Mary's County. I enjoy playing volleyball and participating in service projects. One of my favorite places to visit in Portland is the waterfront, because I love to walk along the pier and look at all the bridges. If you also enjoy spending time at the waterfront, you won't want to miss this year's City Fair. It's open 3 weekends in a row and features music, carnival rides, special attractions, local vendors, and more.
Chasmin.
Good morning and hello. I'm Chasmin from Park Rose. I am involved in the Park Rose Elite Dance Team and the A Choir. And in the future, I hope to pursue a music/performing arts major. The Rose Festival has been making memories for Portlanders and visitors for 107 years. And those festival goers generate $75 million in economic impact. So we invite you to join this year's Rose Festival by making your own memories and supporting your local economy.
Samantha.
Hello, everyone. I'm Samantha from David Douglas High School. I take pride in leading my peers as a student council and ASB member. And in my free time, I also enjoy playing guitar and making music. If you enjoy music like I do, check out the Rose Zone Concert Series. Come see great artists like Vintage Trouble and Capital Cities and Kink on the Waterfront concert. And for you country fans, Justin Moore, the 2014 Best New Country Artist of the Year, will headline with Clay Walker at this year's Country Fest. Put on your cowboy hat and come down to the waterfront.
Teresa.
Hello, I'm Teresa, and I'm from Central Catholic. I am a peer mediator, school ambassador, and Eucharistic minister. One of my favorite Rose Festival events is the Grand Floral Parade. Join us for great music, floats, and more at the Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floral Parade on Saturday, June 7th. Purchase tickets for weatherproof seating at the Memorial Coliseum, stake your claim along the 4-mile parade route, or watch the parade live on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Amy.
I'm Amy Whipple, and I'm from Madison High School. I'm a member of Madison Leadership. I'm also Madison's Vice President of P Club. And I'm also a cross-country runner and varsity team captain. For my fellow runners, join us for Portland's Rock and Roll Half Marathon, or 10K, on May 18th. With a band at every mile, you can easily run, walk, or dance your way to the finish line.
Taylor.
Hi, I'm Taylor from Grant High School. I'm involved in my school's Constitution Team, National Honor Society, President of Black Student Union, and I am a swim instructor for Portland Parks and Recreation. This year, the One More Time Round Marching Band is making a big splash. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary with a free concert on May 17th in Pioneer Courthouse Square. They'll also be making a lot of noise with over 500 marchers at the Starlight and Grand Flow Parade.
Jasmine!
Hi, I'm Jasmine from Benson. I enjoy running and staying active through my involvement in varsity basketball, volleyball, track and field, and cheerleading. You can stay active, too, by participating in the Bank of the West Grand Floor Walk on June 7th. So practice your parade wave now and walk down the Grand Floor Parade route as hundreds of thousands of spectators cheer you on in Portland's Party Parade.
Jess Mary.
Hi, I'm Jess Mary from Lincoln High School. I'm with the National Honor Society and the National Society of High School Scholars. I love to take pictures of myself and my friends when we're out having fun. We want to see how you're making memories at this year's Rose Festival. Tag your fave photos with the hashtag Rose Festival, or join our selfie contest with the hashtag Rose Festival Selfie. Don't forget to say cheese.
Isabella.
I'm Isabella, and I'm from Franklin High School. Some of the activities I participate in include National Honor Society and being captain of my soccer team. My favorite Rose Festival event is the Junior Rose Parade. Come join us on Wednesday, June 3rd, for the Fred Meyer Junior Rose Parade. This parade gives kids the opportunity to have fun and join in on the spotlight. It'll be hosted in the Hollywood District on Sandy Boulevard.
Marlo.
Hi, I'm Marlo, and I'm from Glencoe High School. I'm actively involved in my school's newspaper, and I umpire boys baseball at Washington County Association of Umpires. One of my favorite Rose Festival events is the Starlight Parade because of the handcrafted lit-up floats. Downtown Portland will glow at the PGE-style Starlight Parade. Floats marching bands, and entertaining entries will light up the night on Saturday, May 31st, starting at 8:30 p.m. You can also catch it live on KPTV, Fox Channel 12.
Emma!
Hello, everyone. I'm Emma Weibel from Westland High School. I enjoy volunteering, outdoor activities, indoor rock climbing, and competing in lumberjack sports. If you enjoy competition like I do, come to this year's Rose Cup races, June 13th through the 15th. The Rose Cup races attract more than 400 amateur drivers in over 25 classes of modern and vintage race cars. Join us this year to see who will take home the trophy.
Deja!
Hello, I'm Deja from Wilson High School. I enjoy participating in mock trials, science olympiads, and the National Honor Society. One of my favorite Rose Festival events is the Dragon Boat Race, because I like to support my friends that participate. The Dragon Boats aren't the only one on the water this year. The Rose Festival is excited to welcome Fleet Week ships from the U.S. Navy, Royal Canadian Navy, and the U.S. Coast Guard back to the waterfront Park Seawall June 4th through 8th.
Amelia!
Hello, I'm Amelia from Jefferson High School. I'm actively involved in softball, mock trials, Sims debutantes, and also the Nike Design Team. If you would like to see who's going to lead us as the Queen of Rosaria, join us at the Queen's Coronation at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum presented by Pacific Power right before the Grand Flow Parade on June 7th at 8 a.m. We'd appreciate your support.
Kiana!
Hello, I'm Kiana Serrano from Roosevelt High School. I enjoy taking part in Black Student Union, varsity cheerleading, as well as spending time with family and friends. It's been 100 years since the Rose Festival first announced Queen, Thelma Hollingsworth, was crowned. Save your pennies and vote for your favorite finalist in the special search for Queen Thelma. Cast your vote at the museum store at City Fair.
Thank you for hosting the 2014 Rose Festival Court, presented by Pacific Power. We'll see you at the Rose Festival.
Thank you. Oh, wonderful. We'll frame this and have it here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for being here this morning, both our court and our amazing band. You are a great and wonderful part of civic life in the city. Nancy and I had a chance to have a really thoughtful and in-depth conversation with this group of young women this morning before this council meeting began, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic about Portland right now, but if you could do what we just did and spend an hour with these amazing young women, you'd be even more optimistic, because they are thoughtful and they are focused and they are leaders, and we are really proud of them. So it's going to be great spending time with all of you over the course of the Rose Festival and in the course of your future leadership here in our community, and it's just great to have you here this morning. There may be some other comments from my colleagues, because we all enjoy this very much.
Mayor, let me jump in and try to, your comments were so beautiful. I will just add to them that I've served long enough on this council now that I remember the day that there was a question whether we would continue to have a Rose Festival. And it was because Jeff Curtis rallied the troops, because the city decided to make it its official event, and because a lot of people stepped up to save this cherished event, that it was saved and it's now become even better. And so I want to acknowledge Jeff and the leadership of the foundation and all the folks who make it happen, because ultimately you bring great distinction on our city by running this wonderful event. And the other thing I just was observing, Mayor, is you and I often talk about our kids, and we are obsessed with whether our kids are going to have a better opportunity than we have. And I read an article the other day that said that majority of Americans now doubt that their children will be able to have equal to or better opportunities than they had. And that's a very discouraging thing in this country of opportunity. But when we meet young people like this, and they come and they're so distinguished, and they have taken such full advantage of the gifts that God gave them, we are, I think, even more confident that that's not true here in Portland. And we are counting on this generation to lead the way, and I suspect one of you someday may even be sitting up here. So congratulations, and you honor us with your presence today. So thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Thank you.
I just want to explain a little bit more about Queen Thelma. So back in the day, I think it was 10 votes for a penny. Is that right, Jeff? So there actually was an actual competition to buy votes for the first Rose Festival Queen, and so that's what's being mirrored in this year's event, that there's been tryouts for Queen Thelma and three finalists, and Portlanders can buy votes to choose their favorite candidate, and then that goes to the night challenge. So that's a very special piece of it, so that'll be wonderful. All of the Rose Festival princesses are just amazing, and each year it seems the court gets better and better. I have to give a special shout out to Amy Whipple from Madison High School because she interned in my office. I'm just saying.
She pointed that out this morning. Yes.
And also that she was her first year was spent at Marshall High School, so she's actually representing two schools.
Now, Commissioner Fritz has announced she's not seeking re-election, so just remember, you are, of age.
And all of us will be participating in as many Rose Festival events as we can. Of course, our schedules are crazy, but we try to get to many of them. Our schedules are too crazy for the moment for Nancy and I to join the One More Time Around Again marching band, but I'd love to dust off my old baritone. She'd love to dust off either her twirler costume or her saxophone. So someday, post City Hall, you may have two more members of this amazing band. Well, thank you all for being here this morning. Any other comments? Can we do a picture with the five of us in the court before you leave? Could we manage to have the court up here with us?
I'm good. I'm so excited for you.
This is going to be an amazing experience for you. You're going to love it. You having a good time already?
I know. You should go stop. Well, I probably don't have time, but if you... And most of the people have changed over.
Good job, everybody. Yeah. See you soon.
See you soon.
All righty.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Well, you'll be busy for the next several weeks, but over the summer maybe? Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Uh-huh.
And then now you're doing...
What that?
I have my dream job.
You know, nursing is a great job. It will prepare you for anything else that you ever want to do, so go for it.
I'm doing nursing
at University of
Portland.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Jeff. Hey, good job. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we'll see Friday and see Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's on the website. Absolutely. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, Bill. Good to see you. How are you? That was fun. And thanks for your sponsorship of this band. They're great.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
St. John's, too.
Good job.
Thanks, Jeff.